Hello, everyone. I'm Sergeant Major of the Army, retired Ken Preston, and welcome to this edition of Soldier Today podcast. As we move into the summer change of station transition, our newest discussion topic for soldiers and their families is summer permanent change of station moves. For our discussion today, we take a closer look at the Army's views on changing duty stations, initiatives taken by the Army to ease the summer surge, and a discussion on what you and your family can do to make the move a better experience. So this is a great subject to discuss, and the best person to have the discussion with here in our studio is our Sergeant Major of the Army, Daniel A. Daly. SMA, welcome to Soldier Today podcast.
Well, SMA, it's great to be back, and I'll tell you, I couldn't wait till we got to do next podcast with you, and I've heard that our audience out there is asking for more, so here we are.
There we are. Yep. So SMA, you have seen the summer permanent change of station, or PCS, transition moves from your position now for the last 4 years, and of course, you and Holly and the family have lived the Army life now for more than 30 years. You know, I believe our listeners have much to gain from your experiences as the Sergeant Major of the Army, but also from all your experiences as a soldier. So for our first question, just to kind of start us off, you know, when you look at the summer PCS season, you know, when is this peak summer season?
Yeah, Ken, and just a quick comment up front, you know, it's summer, we've got orders, you know, and you know that families, and you know, Ken, from many, many years of doing this and multiple moves throughout, it's a stressful time for families, right? So, and the chain of command has been listening to this, you know, through our family forums and feedback directly from our soldiers. And we've really been focused on this. So hopefully we're going to do some things to help ease some of that stress and that burden. You talked about peak season. The peak season is roughly May through 31 August, and about 60,000 Army household goods shipments for soldiers, civilians, and family members are expected to occur. As you can see, that causes some issues and concerns because the sheer number that we do, and it's the busiest weeks being through 15 May through 4 July. One of the things we do is advanced planning and preparation are key to success, and that's critical. And we're going to talk about that some more, I'm sure.
Yeah. So advanced planning is a key point of discussion. And so as a situation, if I were Command Sergeant Major Grinston or another soldier out there, mm-hmm. you know, what is the next steps right now to make the PCS process more efficient?
Well, that's wonderful, because it's, Ken, you know, the first important thing, when you get those orders, you know, and you see your orders and you're excited about where you're going, the next thing you should do is soldiers should immediately log on to Defense Personal Property System via the www.move.mil website and upload your orders and complete all the shipment applications for the move. I just recently did that. I filed for my retirement orders, and as soon as I got them, I said, the first thing I need to do is call transportation.
Yeah. And that's a great point. So not only just PCS, but also retirement, ETS.
That's right. And I can't stress it more. The most important thing is the more space you give yourself and the moving companies and Transcom, the better this is going to be.
Yes. Okay. So the Defense Personal Property System, and you said it was www.move.mil.
That's right.
Okay, good. So of course, now we have soldiers in the Army who move from CONUS to CONUS, duty assignments, and some move overseas, OCONUS. Does the process equally apply to both CONUS and OCONUS PCS moves?
Yeah, absolutely. First and foremost, again, they need to log on there as soon as they can, as soon as they have orders, because in OCONUS overseas, you need some more lead time. And the more lead time you give yourself to ship those overseas, well, it's going to result in you receiving your household goods sooner when you get to stateside.
Yeah, see, that's a great point, especially mm-hmm. overseas, you know, trying to start out there early on in the process. So with all the summer surge in PCS moves, obviously everyone wants to get moved and get the family settled. What is the Army doing to ease the burden on soldiers and families who PCS during the summer season?
So the Army is improving household good experiences by focus on short-term and long-term changes to how the process is conducted. So as of January 2019, the Army provides online access to customer satisfaction scores of household good moving companies. So you can go in there and see how that moving company is doing. And on the Defense Personal Property System customer page, the one we talked about earlier that you log into as soon as you get your orders. We're striving to provide PCS orders much earlier to allow soldiers and families lead time to plan early for their moves. And I can't tell you enough, is stay in contact with your personnel battalion and make sure that you're letting them know, hey, I need my orders, because that's critical, as we mentioned earlier, to starting this process.
Yeah. So before you go on with the next, now you mentioned in there about going in there and seeing how the moving company performs and how they done on previous moves. So you can actually go in there now and see if, you know, Jones and Jones Moving Company and how they're doing.
That's right. And we're going to talk about this a little bit later too. But part of that equation too is when you get done with your move is filling out those customer comment surveys. They're so important, right? So that's what helps us give feedback to the transportation agencies. And that's what helps us provide a better service for our soldiers in the future. But yes, we've made that system available to our soldiers so you can log in and see how those moving companies are rated by our soldiers and their families.
That's excellent. Okay, so you also mentioned too about the Army increasing the number of quality assurance inspections and stuff.
Yeah, this is something that came out as a result of our AUSA Family Forum. And we realized that we've always known that summer is a big surge time. And summer is actually a time that's conducive for soldiers and families to move. Because as you know, Ken, you got kids in school and you know, switching jobs. Those things are just best done in the midst of a starting school date and ending school date. But one of the things that they've identified to us is the number of quality assurance inspectors that come by to inspect the process while it's happening at your home. And currently right now, we're going to increase quality assurance inspections of household good moving companies from 25% to 50%. And as of 1 May, the U.S. Transportation Command established a 24-hour hotline to address moving concerns. And you can reach that hotline at 1-833-MIL-MOVE. So that's 1-833-MIL-MOVE. And whenever possible, it is recommended that soldiers and families schedule PCS moves out of the peak season, of course, and we're going to try to minimize some of that. Some of what the Secretary of the Army has said is doing is those soldiers who don't need to move during the summer, who don't have children or are single soldiers, we can shift some of their PCS moves to lighten the burden on the system during that peak season that we talked about.
Yeah. So, I mean, with the quality assurance inspection, so when this individual comes out, this is while the moving company's packing everything up and they're really there to check on the moving company on your behalf to make sure they're doing a good job? Or
that's right, and to assist you as well. So they're also kind of serve as a liaison. So if you have an issue or concern, immediately bring it to the attention of those individuals, and they know the resources that are available to assist you with your move.
Yeah, so now with a CONUS to CONUS move, I know that you know most of those moves are not containerized, but I think that's another initiative that the Army is moving towards.
Absolutely, yeah. We've increased the use of containerized or crated shipments during peak seasons from 4% to 12%. For those needing storage and moving less than 7,500 pounds under 800 miles.
Yeah, that's excellent. So with all the discussions that have been about household goods, what about storing and shipping of privately owned vehicles, POVs, during OCONUS moves?
This is a question I get all the time. And of course, it's a big question for families because we've come accustomed to have multiple vehicles. And, you know, as soon as you hit the ground and you are in Europe, you know that that's one of the key essential things you need for the family, right? You get into a new country, you don't have a car, how are you going to get to the grocery store, kids to school, all right? So during OCONUS moves, soldiers should go to www.pcsmypov.com or call the International Auto Logistics IAL toll-free number, and I'll say that twice, 855-389-9499. Again, 855-389-9499 to coordinate for POV shipment or storage. And I think we should probably do the website one more time, if that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, so it's www.pcsmypov.com.
Okay, www.pcsmypov.com.
That's it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And the phone number was 855-389-9499.
Absolutely. And those are the people that can, they're right at the source that can help you with that OCONUS POV move.
Yeah. So it's still one POV for shipment overseas?
That's right. One cost, one POV per family at government cost. And then they can refer you if you want to ship a vehicle at your cost.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. Refer. Good. Okay. So lots of good initiatives being done on the part of the Army. What can soldiers and families do themselves to help make the household good experience more efficient?
Well, this is an important part, and we mentioned a little bit earlier. After a shipment delivers, soldiers should complete the customer satisfaction survey. We tied that into what we talked about before. You can log on now and see the customer performance measures of the company that's moving, but we need customer feedback to do that. And that's via the Defense Personal Property System. The survey rating results help keep the moving companies accountable. And that's what's key.
This is just kind of like buying stuff on Amazon. You know, you give the buyer or seller a rating.
And every time I go on there, I read those things and they're valuable information. So that's the same type of system we're talking about.
Yeah, or the Uber driver.
Yeah, so yeah, that's right. So, and if a soldier's household goods shipment is not delivered on the agreed upon dates, they can file an inconvenience claim with the moving company for out-of-pocket expenses supported by paid receipts.
Wow. So that's also very good news that, you know, if something's not delivered on time, and this is OCONUS or CONUS.
CONUS, that's right. Yeah. You know, and that comes at the cost to the family sometimes, right? Yeah. And we want to help our soldiers, hold them accountable, but we need soldiers to help us do that.
Yeah. And as I look back over my career, you know, all the PCS moves, and did you ever count up all your PCS moves?
Oh, gosh. You know, I think my wife and I sat down, we're at 9 to 11 because during the wartime, we didn't move much.
Right.
But that's still quite a bit of moves.
No, that's right. Yeah. So I'm up in the teens as well. So like 15, 16, something like that. But, you know, but there were a number of times when, you know, you get to a, you know, new duty station and then you have to wait for household goods to be delivered. But you know, if you're being told that your household goods are going to be there by a certain date, that's good that we're going to hold the moving companies accountable.
And that's right. And, you know, I can't stress the fact that what we mentioned up front is as soon as you have those orders, you got to let them know, especially during a peak season. And I'll tell you that working with Transcom and working with all the folks that are involved in this process, the farther out that we get that identified, the better chance we have to getting the delivery date that you want and need for your family.
Yeah. So, and that's great. So on the subject of, you know, keeping the moving companies accountable and holding them accountable, how can soldiers go about replacing lost or damaged personal property from a PCS move?
Yeah, and you know, this has been a frustration for many families in the past. Obviously, we work very hard to make sure that our transportation companies know that the personal property of our soldiers is important to them. But accidents do happen. And for a lost or damaged item, a claim must be filed in the Defense Personal Property System no later than 75 days after you deliver your delivery date. The Military Claims Office contact information can be found at www.move.mil if you have questions. And I stress this, it seems frustrating, but do the paperwork. I've done a few of these claims in the past. It works very good, and the government is there to help you on your behalf.
So, and I've done some as well. And what I found challenging probably was, you know, just getting, in some cases, if it was a piece of furniture that was damaged, getting somebody to come in to give an estimate for what it would cost to repair it or something along those lines.
Absolutely. And I know some of the moving companies now have really moved into digital capability. One of the last moves I said, I took digital pictures and emailed them to them and they were able to work it out with me. So what I tell you is be engaged on it. You know, don't be frustrated by the process. If you need help, go to the claims office on your installation and they can assist you.
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. Okay, so for me personally, I've seen a few issues with PCS moves over the years. But the issues seem to have increased in years past. So why is the Army having these problems now with household good movements after we've been doing this for literally decades and decades?
Yeah, and that's a very good question and one that we get asked quite a bit. You know, we talked about the peak season. That's always been a problem. And some of that is going to be eased by some of the changes we're making to how we move people in the Army. But there's also some other issues. You know, this can be contributed to industry capacity issues, which have caused a nationwide shortage of truck drivers. And many of you have probably heard that on the news. And combined with the low levels of unemployment for higher paying jobs, these factors add to the challenge of finding quality packers and loaders, and especially during that peak moving period of 17 May to 4 July, when families want to move at the end of the school season and take summer vacations. There's a lot of stress on the industry, and our industry partners have told us that. And we're working with them to help ease some of the burden on them. So not all the fault is to the industry partners either. I mean, so there's environmental factors and factors going on in the U.S. that affect this, the lack of truck drivers, and people are leaving them for higher paying jobs because of the great job market in America. That's all positive, but in this regard, it has some, unfortunately, a negative effect.
Right.
This resulted in family inconvenience with late pickups and deliveries, increased loss and damage, and lower customer satisfaction from 95 to 86%. So we're giving good feedback, but we're listening, and we're doing things to help correct that. And most importantly, getting orders and getting notified is one of the key successes to eliminating this process.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I mean, you mentioned about the shortage of truck drivers. We had the Truck Drivers Association leadership, and we were talking about that. And there's a shortage of 60,000 truck drivers in the nation. And of course, now with an unemployment rate of 3.4%, you know, it just adds, you know, fuel to the fire just makes it that much more challenging of getting the number of truck drivers out there that we really need.
Absolutely. And it compounds the problem.
Yeah. So There you have it. Great discussion today with our Sergeant Major of the Army about PCS moves and how to make those moves actually easier for you. And I thought that, you know, as a wrap up here, just one more time, we'll just go back and revisit the websites. And we talked about, you know, creating your defense personal property system via the www.move.mil website. And mm-hmm. I thought, Sergeant Major, I thought that was a great point.
That's right. And the POV toll-free number is 855-389-9499. And that is on www.pcsmypov.com or pcsmypov.com. So those is a really good one. And yeah, Ken, I think this is great. And I think also, let's not forget the chain of command. So if a soldier's got an issue or concern, chain of command is always a valuable resource that can pick up the phone, get in contact with the next higher chain of command, and continue to give, I can't stress, customer feedback so we can make this process better.
Good. And you know, when you talk about the chain of command, so for the chain of command, and this really kind of starts mm-hmm. with a first line supervisor and goes all the way up through the chain of command, the NCO support chain, what can leaders at the local level do to help their soldiers with PCS moves, whether in the peak season or not?
Well, first of all, when they get their orders, counsel them right away. Hey, you need to get a hold of transportation. Receive face-to-face online counseling and access the defense personal property system early to provide reasonable, flexible household good pickup spread dates. And not the last week of May or June or holiday weeks, and follow up to verify that the task is complete. So we really need leadership involved in this too. Going down that checklist and making sure that our soldiers are doing all the appropriate things they need to get ahead of their PCS move.
Yeah, and I think it's good for, you know, as I call it, the old sergeant or, you know, the old commander out there that, you know, that has a soldier that's in their unit, just to kind of ask those questions and make sure they're satisfied with where they are in the whole PCS process.
Yeah. And I'd encourage families to keep giving us feedback during our family forums, our town halls, online, and respond to this podcast. Tell me, if you're having unique problems with your household goods moves, shipments, at any time of the year, not just during the peak season, let me know. I routinely meet with OSD and Transcom on this issue, and I have a direct line to their senior leadership.
Okay, so great feedback. SMA, I can't thank you enough for coming in and sitting down and doing this podcast to help our soldiers and our families. Very glad that the whole transition piece, you know, as we're moving into the summer months, it seems to be going well. And I just want to say thanks very much for the contributions and thanks for what you do, continue to do for our Army every day.
Well, thank you, Ken. And thanks for everything the Association of the United States Army does for us.
To all our listeners, thanks for joining. Be sure to subscribe to Army Matters Podcast on iTunes and everywhere podcasts are found. Keep it locked here for all Army Matters and for next week's episode with Army Real Talk. AUSA is the U.S. Army's professional association, a voice for the Army and support for the soldier. For more information about AUSA or to become a member, visit AUSA.org.